If you seriously need to save on groceries, and more for less is what you crave, Food City understands the struggle is real. That's why their high-quality store brands are such a great deal. Nobody does quality and savings like Food City.
Ryan Callahan of GoVols 24/7. Ryan, the 2024 class is starting to roll. The 2025 class is starting to roll. How is the Ryan Callahan Rolodex handling the expanded class searches now that we're past the December signing date?
Excellent. It's always kind of this way. These final weeks before signing day are always about this. And, you know, we see the board grow and you know, 2024, 2025, that's just kind of the name of the game this time of year. But, yeah, that's definitely what Tennessee's been doing lately with some of these visits with coaches on the road and also with their first junior day of the year and now their second one of the year coming up this weekend.
All right, let's start first with the signing day that is coming up in February, the old traditional national signing day. Is there anything that we are watching for with Tennessee there, or has this program moved on to the next two classes?
They've essentially moved on. Now we'll see. There's always a possibility of something that we're not aware of surfacing, by this weekend, but barring any, really unexpected surprises that result in a late visit this weekend, not expecting anything right now on National Signing Day. There was one possibility out there that Nico Iamaliava sort of kicked the tires on during the Polynesian Bowl while he was out in Hawaii. Deuce Robinson, a five-star tight end from Phoenix that Tennessee's not been involved with in recent months. Iamaliava trying to recruit him a little bit, convince him to use his last official visit to travel to Tennessee, but doesn't sound like anything's likely to come of that. So unless something unexpected changes between now and next Wednesday, it looks like it could be a completely quiet National Signing Day for Tennessee, with the activity now all being kind of confined to the transfer portal and the next two classes, as you said.
Talking with Ryan Callahan from GoVols 247. Hey, Nico, shoot your shot, right? Can't hurt. All he can do is say no.
Yeah.
Overall, how do you think Tennessee did with this 2023 recruiting class? Like, what's the Ryan Callahan? I asked you a long time ago for a grade, but how did they do?
I think really well across the board. I think this is obviously you can see a huge jump in just the overall quality of player that Tennessee's been able to attract in the 2023 class compared to the 2022 class. And that shouldn't come as a huge surprise. Josh Heupel's talked a lot about it before, that just sort of the strides they've continued to take since he arrived. And they walked into quite a mess, frankly, a couple of years ago, and have come a long way in a pretty short period of time. And you can see that with this class, the 2023 class. They had more time to recruit these guys. They weren't sort of picking it up midstream early last year. And they, there's really quality players at every position group in that 2023 class. There's a reason it's still a top 10 class as of right now. That's one thing I guess we will be watching next week on signing day, is will Tennessee stay in the top 10 where they are right now, or will anybody around them make some moves that might knock Tennessee outside of the top 10? But it's still a top 10 class at the moment, and you don't get there without having really good players throughout your class, and that's kind of where Tennessee is. You see a lot of depth to this class, and even some of the guys toward the bottom of this class are players that I will be surprised if they're not pretty good players in college, and that's where you really see a class, have some staying power. If you've got guys toward the bottom that look like they could be future starters, that's where you've got some really quality depth that's going to pay off in the long run.
Ryan, as Tennessee had Nico obviously in the Polynesian Bowl, and you mentioned he was trying to work on one player there. Does having these players in these All-Star games mean as much now as it did maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, when you had guys that were doing a lot of active recruiting at these events?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and that is one of the things that you used to see get a lot of mileage out of having a player in an All-Star game. The All-American Bowl and the Under Armour All-America game in particular. Those two were about a month before National Signing Day. So you had all those guys unsigned, all those good players across the country gathered in one place. And you would sometimes see those guys strike up enough of a relationship that, you know, even if it didn't result in getting that player, you might get an official visit from somebody if just the right relationship was struck, or you maybe had a player who had a coaching change among his five finalists that caused him to strike out one of his visits and replace it with someone else. So you occasionally would get some real value out of that, and you do lose that, I think, with most players already having signed with the with early sign period being in the rearview mirror now. So that's some of that's the downside to that. On the flip side, you know, we're all adjusting, and we've seen we've seen some players for future classes starting to announce their decisions and things like that at these All-Star games to sort of add back some of the excitement. You know, 2024 prospects announced decisions at the Under Armour game and at the All-American Bowl this year. So a little bit of that creeping back into it to maybe add some more mystery to the mix than what we've seen the past couple of years. But yeah, certainly the recruiting angle, not what it once was, with a lot of players already having signed.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Talking with Ryan Callahan, GoVols 247. Ryan, we're sitting here with two scholarship quarterbacks. We got Bazooka Joe and five-star Nico. Where do they go? What kind of player can they get in this 2024 class?
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting to see. Now, first of all, I'll say this too. You know, I think obviously let's make sure that Tennessee is not going to add someone from the transfer portal to sort of supplement that group. I think that could have some impact on what they're able to get done in the 2024 class. But I would not close the door on Tennessee being able to get a reasonably highly ranked player in the 2024 class at quarterback. I do think it's going to be hard for them to get, you know, say another five-star for the second consecutive year at that position, just because, you know, everyone's aware of Nico and his, you know, he's going to cast a large shadow from the sideline even this year, and everyone's well aware that he is the quarterback of the future at Tennessee, and that, you know, selling someone on the chance to come in and, you know, maybe sit behind him for at least a couple years, it is going to be a challenge. But at the same time, you can sell it. Hey, the job's open after this year. There's at least an opportunity for someone to come in and compete right away, even if it is a, you know, a bit of a long shot to beat him out. That job is technically going to be open, and it's still the reality is sometimes things don't work out the way you expect them to with highly ranked quarterbacks. There's a long list of guys over the years who just haven't lived up to the hype for one reason or another. And even if you don't think that's likely, you just never know. But they've gotten enough interest among some guys they've recruited so far. Jake Merklinger out of Savannah, Georgia, would be one. Who are highly ranked guys. Merklinger is a top 100 player nationally right now. You know, has some good offers. We'll see if Tennessee is able to stay in it for guys like him and continue to battle for him this spring. But I do think there's at least a chance you can get a four-star type guy in this class, if nothing else, to go along with Iam Aliava in the 2024 class.
Ryan Callahan of GoVols 24/7, our guest. Ryan, in that 2024 class, and even into 2025, you're starting to see coaches go out on the road. A lot of coaches, it seems like, on this staff have made a lot of in-state stops. Is there a focus on in-state, or is it just you're seeing more reports of them being in those schools because we're more connected to those schools?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I do think, Josh Heupel's staff has done a good job really from the start of, when they're on the road, when they get a chance to go out during the season, Josh Heupel's first stops or all of his stops really are almost always in state. And they really do sort of back up what they say about the importance of in-state recruiting. And so that's some of what you're seeing there. Some of it's just the state has some really good players that are going to be important to them over the next couple classes. We're already seeing them heavily involved with 2025 quarterback George McIntyre at Brentwood Academy, a guy that you're going to continue to hear quite a bit about as a guy who's currently ranked the number two quarterback in the 2025 class by 24/7 Sports. So guys like that are going to be important in the next couple of years, you got to start showing them a lot of attention early. Cameron Sparks, another 2025 prospect at Baylor School down in Chattanooga, someone they like quite a bit, who's highly ranked early on. And then obviously some guys in 2024 like Edwin Spillman, Boo Carter, Marcus Gorey, those guys in state that have been important to them for months. So when the good players in state, you're going to show them a lot of attention, but certainly I think that is a bit of a reflection of how this staff has approached in-state recruiting too, just the focus they do put on it every time they're on the road.
What are you guys following at GoVols 24/7? What can we expect on the site on the next 7 days if people want to check it out?
Yeah, as we said before, even though National Sign Day is looking like it's going to be quiet for Tennessee for the most part, Tennessee's coaches are on the road the rest of this week, so we'll be tracking their final stops as coaches wrap up the contact period on Saturday. I guess Friday is when we'll see most of those visits wrapping up, but we've got that. And then Tennessee hosting its second junior day of the year on Saturday. It should be a pretty impressive turnout. We've had a lot of names we've already reported so far on that one, but we'll have plenty more on that over the next few days as well as we continue to get a more complete feel for Tennessee's visitor list for this weekend. Also tracking one name in the transfer portal, at least worth monitoring. Ole Miss cornerback Davison Igbinosin is a guy that Tennessee has at least been involved with to this point. We'll see if anything else comes of that in the coming days or how long that situation plays out. So lots to keep an eye on still on GoVols247.com, as especially that junior day kind of remains the focus over the next several days with Tennessee leading up to that big event this weekend.
Ryan, always appreciate the time on Tuesdays. We will talk to you again next week after another huge weekend on Rocky Top.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.